so dynamic, so magnetic, so effervescent, so full of energy and vitality.
Is it Herman?
No.
Is it Sherman?
No.
Is it Eddie? Is it Freddie?
Oh, no, no, no.
Is it Hart? Is it Schaffner? Is it Marx, perhaps?
Oh, you'll never, never guess it. Don't snap your cap.
It's just Miss Judy Garland.
Here's the little gal who's earned a number one priority in your pin-up department, both in your barracks wall and in your hire, Judy Garland.
Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. From the moment I saw him, I fell.
Hey, Judy fans. This is Mindy. Thanks for listening to another episode of Old Time Radio. Next in our Judy Garland series is her appearance on Command Performance, originally aired November 13, 1943. As with a lot of our Command performances, this one is emceed by Bob Hope, who is stellar at wrangling all of the stars that come trotting through this particular show. It's another kind of action-packed half hour for us. As always, I'm thrilled when the Charioteers showed up. You may have heard Stacy and I talk about the Charioteers and some of the Bing Crosby shows. They were guests on his show quite a bit. They have such rhythm and such just beautiful harmonies, and oh, they're so fun. But they also have my heart because they are from Wilberforce, Ohio, which is about 7 miles from teeny tiny Jamestown, Ohio, where I grew up. So Charioteers had 75 singles released over 22 years, the last being in 1957. Also making an appearance is Betty Hutton. I believe she's kind of on the rise in her career at this point. I haven't seen a lot of her work. I did see her pretty recently in Annie Get Your Gun from 1950. She plays Annie Oakley. And this is the musical that's probably largely inaccurate about Annie Oakley's life and romance. And I went into this movie knowing that she replaced Judy Garland, who was cast as Annie but had to drop out due to exhaustion, because this was one of those stretches in her career where everything had kind of caught up to her physically and mentally. So it's kind of not fair going in. You see the parallels between even Betty Hutton and Judy Garland, but this character of Annie, you know, the enthusiasm, the tomboyishness that cleans up super glamorous and super pretty, and just that spunk, like I said, not fair to compare. And Betty Hutton really made that role, you know, kind of her own and put her own take on it. She had some sad parallels, actually, with Judy Garland. She struggled with alcoholism. She attempted suicide after she lost her voice in 1970. She had several marriages, and her mother died in a fire, which is sad to read. But Betty Hutton kind of had this rebound in her personal life. She had success in rehab, and she was mentored by a Roman Catholic priest and had such a positive experience. She converted to Roman Catholicism. She started working in a rectory, and she dropped out of school when she was in the ninth grade, but went back and got a master's degree in psychology. So kind of second acts, I guess, in life. She found hers. Then there's lots of jokes about sweater girls. I don't necessarily think that Betty Hutton was considered one of those, but Lana Turner was, and she was actually the, I guess, foremother of such. she makes an appearance here, too. I kind of always thought the term sweater girl was just pretty girls who wear sweaters, basically. But no, it's specifically that silhouette from the 40s and 50s of the coned bra with the really tight sweater. That's a sweater girl. And Lana Turner is credited for bringing that to the masses in 1937's They Won't Forget. And apparently no one did. And then also, interestingly enough, Lana Turner shares the stage with A Sizzling Steak. It's all very funny and it makes sense when you hear it. But that was interesting to me because I just recently saw this random thing about meat rationing in World War II and how there was this effort to get American wives, mothers to start cooking organ meats and serving their family organ meats because all the good cuts were sent overseas to keep the troops sustained and the women were left with the less desirable cuts. And this is one of the few World War II efforts made that didn't quite take hold. The organ meat was just a bridge too far. They had programs to try to teach them how to make them, you know, palatable to their family. It just did not take. I just thought it was funny. I just happened to see that. And then out comes the sizzling steak with all the jokes about the FBI having to track it down. So in what will probably be the first, only, and last time, I can say with not a small amount of glee, this was a feast for all the senses. From November 13th, 1943, here is Judy Garland, holding her own with Bob Hope, Sweater Girls, and A Side of Beef. These are the joys we get in command performance.
Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Okay there, men, here's that big show marked personal property of G.I. Joe and the AEF, and the fighting men and women of all the United Nations. This is your show, yours to command, simply by writing to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Request your favorite star, song, band, or any little thing you want. And speaking of little things and trivia in general, here's old General Trivia in person. Your commanding officer of this command performance, your old sidekick, and Chief Scout of the Wolf Patrol, Bob Hope.
Thank you. Howdy do, fellas. This is Bob. This is Bob, Command Performance Hope, telling each Nazi that's in Russia today that Crimea doesn't pay. I'm now getting my material from H.V. Kaltenborn. Well, I'm a little tired tonight. I just got back from Camp Roberts, drove down 200 miles in a Jeep. Tomorrow I get the Order of the Purple Callus. But I had a swell time, and I slept right in the barracks last night with the boys. You know what barracks are. That's 2,000 cots separated by individual crap games. Next morning, I needed a shave, so I shaved with the soldiers. You know, it's pretty tough shaving in a crowded room with such bad light. The doctor told me as he stitched my nose back on. And then I took a shower with the soldiers, and it was really crowded in there, too. It's the first time I ever scrubbed my chest with both hands while two hands scrubbed my back. Then we had breakfast, and what an experience marching into the mess hall with 2,000 boys. The mess sergeant yelled, "Come and get it." And anyone between the chow hounds and the chow got it. And boy, those soldiers eat everything. I turned to the soldier next to me and said, "Did you get a knife and fork?" And he said, "Yes, they were delicious." And boy, do those soldiers pack it away fast. I bowed my head to say grace, and when I looked up, they asked me what I wanted for dessert. It was a wonderful day, and the commanding officer was lovely to me. He said, "Hope, when you're drafted, I don't want you to go into any company but mine." I said, "Why?" And he said, "I want to release a whack for active duty." I love visiting those camps. The other day I went to March Field to visit the Flyers. They invited me to take a flight, and all the pilots were wonderful to me, except one fellow. He was rather insulting. I asked him how to open a parachute, and he said, "Just count up to 10, jerk." We flew for a while, then we stunted. I told the pilot to fly low over Crosby's house and wiggle his landing gear. While we were doing it, one of Crosby's kids ran out, looked up and said, "Hey, Paul, there's the stork thumbing his nose at you again." Hit the Harmony Trail to all APO and FPO numbers. For Fletch, Alfie, and Dooley, those three sad sack lovers on a hot rock in the Caribbean. For Big Tom and Little Pal at 957, Kelly Skulock and the Skylighter Command at 458, and Harry Roundtree and the 7 Gang at Navy 1504, here's that quartet you all go for, the Charioteers.
Oh, the name of the song is Ride, Red, Ride, Ride, Red.
Boom, Take your tuba from your side, Red. Stick out your chest with pride. Don't be ashamed when I call your name. A cable you send me with a rhythm you win me. Well, it's paint the whole town red, red. Before you hear what I said, oh, goodness gracious, you throw me more days. So ride, red, red, red.
Take your trumpet from your side, Red. Stick out your chest with pride, Red. Don't be ashamed when I call your name. Cause cable you send me with rhythm you win me. Well, it's paint the whole town red, red. You heard what I said. My goodness gracious, she thrilled me, but they should so ride, red, ride.
Well, on the bridge of the falling down, why don't you help me go to town?
And hello from command performance to 634 and a tech sergeant who bets that we can't pronounce his name. It's spelled T-K-A-C-H-U-K. Pronounced... You lose, Sergeant. I got a cold. And here's a letter from Sarge Carl Mundy at APO-24. Dear command, all of us fellas are so crazy about the show that I think you should make a moving picture of it and send it overseas. We know, folks, don't we? Carl, the cameras are up, and they're grinding out the first movie of Command Performance right now. Greetings to Hut 23 at 942 and Ishkabib, Sourdough Jim, Fuzzy, Demuz, Boris, Deacon, Nancy, and Skin Flint. And for all of you everywhere, here's my young partner in our latest picture, let's face it, the girl who can defuse a blockbuster with one kiss, Paramount's Flying Tigress, and the blonde bombshell herself, Miss Betty Hutton.
Hiya, fellas, and hello, Bob.
Well, hiya, Betty, and say, I want to congratulate you on your big hit in our new picture. It's nice to see a youngster coming up.
It's nice to see an oldster holding his own.
Oldster?
Oh, I'm just kidding, Bob. Actually, everybody knows that you're not even dry behind the ears.
I would be if I could get my towels back from the laundry. But, Betty, I'm glad you're here tonight. There's something I'm dying to ask you.
What's that?
You know that fast, young jitterbug crowd you hang around with. Just what do they think of me?
You, Bob? Why, they think you're solid, Jackson, solid.
Stop looking at my head when you say that. Yeah, but Betty, I want to know the truth. As a comedian, would you say I'm in the groove?
I'd say you're in a rut. And besides, Bob, I resent this newcomer attitude of yours. I've been in the theater all my life.
You have?
As a matter of fact, I was born on the stage.
That's pretty good. What'd you do for an encore?
Well, I'm not kidding, Bob. Our family had a wonderful acrobatic act. It was called the Four Flying Huttons.
The Four Flying Huttons. You never came in for a landing, boy. I know.
Yeah, I did somersaults. Ma was on the trapeze, Pa was on the tightrope, and for a finish, Grandpa came out, did a running jump, landed in a cannon, and Pa lit a 16-inch stick of dynamite under him and shot him straight up into the air.
Well, did Grandpa get a lot of applause?
I'll let you know when he comes down.
Well, that's fine. And now, Betty, as one of the three Flying Huttons, will you answer a slew of command performance requests and strafe us with that 50-caliber tune, He Says Murder, He Says.
Finally found a fella almost completely divine. But his vocabulary is killing this romance of mine. We get into an intimate situation, and then begins this Romeo's conversation. He says murder, he says, every time we kiss. He says murder, he says, at a time like this. He says murder, he says, is that the language of love?
my charms. He says, solid, he says, is that the language of love? He says, chick, chick, you torture me. Zoo, are we living? I'm thinking of leaving him flat. He says, dig, dig, the jump the old ticker is given. Now he can talk plainer than that. He says, murder, he says, every time we kiss, he says, murder, he says, keep it up like this and that, murder, he says, in that impossible tone. My name's Marie, says Jackson, he says. Shoot the snoot to me, says Jackson, he says. Is that the language of love? He says, woof, woof, he says. When he likes my hat, he says, what the heck is that? He says, woo, woo, he says. Is that the language of love? He says, pep, pep, with helium. Now, babe, we're cooking. And other expressions to it. He says, we're into groove, and the groove is good looking. He sounds like his uppers don't fit. He says,
yes, sir, a vitamin pill with legs. How about that? Thanks, Betty Hutton. And also the 370th Army Air Force Band of the San Bernardino Air Service Command. Well, gang, command performance has filled many an order for those sounds that remind you of home, from the bleat of a billy goat to the fizz of a bourbon and soda. And now comes the Ordnance Gang at 863 with a letter from Sarge Everett Henke and Corporal Roland Lipton and this little dilly. Says, dear command, enclosed, please find peace off top of Stuka dive bomber, for which you will please have Lana Turner come out and fry us a 3-inch porterhouse steak smothered with onions, and let's hear it sizzle. Just to prove there's no request too large, fellas, here she is, Lana Turner.
Hello, fellas. Hi, Bob. Say, have the FBI men found a steak yet?
Yes, it's backstage, but Lana... this is dangerous. If this audience sees steak, they'll come right up here after it.
Oh, I don't know. They've seen ham all evening, and you're still here.
Right now, I'm bacon. Now, Lana. Lana, let's get on with this thing. Be a good girl and let's fry that steak, huh?
Okay. Bring on the porterhouse steak.
Well, look, they got an armed guard around the steak.
Keep hey,
oh, look at this.
Well, all right, Bob. Is your griddle hot?
Yeah, my, I think so. Oh, my, oh, my.
That'll do, Bob. Now, the steak, please. Oh, well, here it is, fellas. Beautiful. A porterhouse steak 3 inches thick. The only one in captivity.
You gonna give that a hot foot?
Into the frying pan.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. There you are, fellas. That's the sound of a steak sizzling.
Fellas, that's the steak. That's not me sizzling. That's the steak. Take it off. I can't read lines while I'm drooling. Please. All that and steak, too. Thanks, Lana Turner. Next command performance salutes the base ordnance boys of 634. That's Smiling John Dafferty, Blackie Diaz, Fuse House Sites, Gator Plant, Porky Illis, Piccadilly Rindflesh, Pincrate Shanfelt, and Pigeon McCabe. And for millions of you all over planet Earth, it's a command performance of one of the finest guys in show business, known to all of us as Jimmy the Well-Dressed Man Durante.
Hello, men, and greetings, Robert.
Well, Jimmy, as usual, that's a nice suit you've got on.
Thanks, old man. Good of you to speak of my garment with such respect.
Well, I have to speak with respect. That style has been dead for years.
Robert, I'll thank you not to cast aspersions on my sartorial eloquence. I am what the French call a boulevardier.
Oh, a boulevardier?
Yeah, you know, that's the guy who gets up at 10 o'clock in the morning, dresses, and then takes a stroll down the avenue. You know, a jerk out of work.
Don't stare at me. Tell me, Jimmy, what's on your mind?
Love. Can I ask you a few questions about love?
Well, you've come to the right guy. I've seen more romance than an MP's flashlight.
I'm glad I waited for that laugh. Yes, romance is on my mind, and I have to make a decision.
Well, who would you like to go out on dates with?
Women, of course.
I mean, what type of women would you like?
I like redheads better than blondes. I like blondes better than brunettes. I like brunettes better than redheads. And I like redheads better than... To tell you the truth, I don't mind a baldy once in a while. Guess I don't do so good with the dames, Bob.
Just skip the big words. Don't worry about it. The trouble with you, Jimmy, is that you haven't got the right approach. When you want to go out with a girl, you're supposed to bow low and whisper, "May I have the pleasure of a date?"
Bow low and whisper, "May I have the pleasure of a date?"
Yeah, you're not supposed to grab her by the hair, pull her into a car, and yell, "Make up your mind, babe. There's a manpower shortage."
I guess that's too drastic. But I'm not always without my moments of pleasure. Last night I had Hedy Lamarr on one arm and Betty Grable on the other arm.
Hedy Lamarr on one arm and Betty Grable on the other?
Yeah, what a job of tattooing.
Well, James, don't you ever go out with girls?
Sure, they give him the big ones.
Oh, it's wonderful what a fortune you can make by not going to school, isn't it?
You should have seen me last night. At 8:30, I'm kissing Josephine. At 9, I'm kissing Lucille. 9:30, I'm kissing Sally. And at 10, I'm kissing Irene.
Boy, you're really cooking with gas.
Yeah, but my pilot light's getting low. But Hope, I'm considering a steady girl.
Yeah, you, Jimmy, a steady girl?
Why shouldn't I have? After all, as a lover, I'm a regular Casablanca. What a damn.
With an accent on the blanket.
There's no line over here. There's no line. What a dame my girl is.
Where'd you get that haircut?
He knows there's a big joke coming.
I just want to pull it out, that's all.
What a dame my girl is. She's got skin as white as a swan. She's got the grace of a swan. And she's even got a neck like a swan. But we had a fight.
What did you tell her?
What could I tell her? I told her to jump in a lake.
Well, Jimmy, you'd better jump in with a song.
Okay, Robert. I'll give you a little good advice. You gotta start off each day with a song. Now, even when things go wrong, why, you feel better. You'll even look better. I'm here to tell you that you'll be a go-getter. You know, coming to California from New York, I came by boat. And as I'm promenading along the promenade deck, a beautiful gal walked up to me and she says, "Could you tell me where the captain is, sir?" I said, "Why, the captain is forward, miss." She said, "I don't care, this is a pleasure trip." Now you know that you can't go wrong. Why, if you start off each day with a song, you've got to start off each... Are you grinding those cameras? Why, even when things go wrong, why, you feel better, you even look better. I'm here to tell you that you'll be a go-getter. You know, I got on a streetcar today, and the morning I got seated, this is what happened. Woman with satchel enters streetcar, sits down, enters conductor, asks for fare. Woman opens satchel, takes out purse, closes satchel, opens purse, takes out dime. Closes purse, opens satchel, puts purse in satchel. Closes satchel, gives conductor dime, receives nickel change. Woman opens satchel, takes out purse. Closes satchel, opens purse, puts nickel in purse. Closes purse, opens satchel, puts purse in satchel. Closes satchel, reaches destination, stops car and alights. What an experience. Now you know that you can't go wrong. Why, if you start all the day with a song.
Much, Jimmy Durante. And slipping past a few more APO numbers, Command Performance drops in on Private Alec Mowbray and the British Mixer and Dodgers at West Harrow, Middlesex. Also, Michael Owens in the hospital at Halton Bucks. But now, for the whole AEF, for the Army nurses and Red Cross girls, civilian workers on the fighting fronts, and for the 512 gang who signed themselves Squarehead Bakowski, Cyclops Sink, Body Meeks, Stuka Martin, Incendiary Stasi Wahi, and Sad Sack Jack. Here's one of your all-time sweethearts, another command performance for that lovely sweater girl, Judy Garland.
Thanks, Bob. Hiya, fellas. Sweater girls. Bob, why are men so crazy about sweater girls?
I don't know, Judy. That's one mystery I'd like to unravel.
What are you doing now, Bob?
Oh, I'm down at Paramount making another successful picture.
Oh, Bing Crosby's in it.
What?
Oh, Bing Crosby's in it.
Say, but Judy, if you have ever worked in a picture with me, you'd appreciate me more.
Well, maybe you're right, Bob.
Say, now that I think of it, how come I've never been your leading man?
Well, Mother is so careful.
Yeah, they're either too young or they got mothers.
Anyway, I prefer leading men like Charles Boyer. Did you ever notice how he looks at you with those half-closed lids? He's romantic.
Oh, he's not romantic. With those heavy eyelashes, you just can't lift them any higher.
And I'd like a leading man like Jimmy Cagney. Gee, there's a tough mug.
Yeah, well, what about me?
Well, it's tough about your mug, too.
Yeah. Well, Judy, I'll show you I can do just as well as Charles Boyer and Jimmy Cagney both. First, I'll be Charles Boyer calling on his girl, okay?
Okay.
You be the girl, Judy. Some Charles Boyer music, please. It is a wonderful night to be calling on the beautiful Judy. I will take you to the finest joint, the Casbah, the Casbah. Here is the house. The light is in the window. I shall knock on the door. My Judy, she is home. Her father, he is home, too.
Oh, Charles, come in. How are you this evening?
Oh, my charm, it is scintillating. My face, it is beautiful. My personality is superb, and my lower lip ain't doing bad either.
Oh, Charles, my love, do you like me in this flimsy gown?
Oh, yeah. You are, how you say it in French, so... Ho, 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 ho! Oh, my sweet one. My sweet one, I love you, I love you. I love you.
Oh, Charles, stop looking in that mirror and sit down.
My Judy, you are so sweet. Now, come, let me kiss your lips.
Ah, no, no, but you may kiss my hand.
Egad, everywhere rationing.
Charles, my other boyfriend will be here any minute.
Poof, I'm not afraid. You know what I will do? I will open that door and run right into the closet.
I bet you will not open that door and run right into the closet.
I bet I will.
I bet you won't. Look, here he comes now.
You're right, it's the cellar.
And here's Jimmy Cagney calling on his girl. Gee, it's great to be calling on Judy. What a dame she is. So elegant. What manners. When a soup's hot, she never blows on it. She jumps up on a table and fans it with a skirt. Well, this is my dame's house. I'll knock on the door. Well, there goes me manicure.
Hey, Jimmy, come in.
Yeah, Judy, listen, I gotta be careful. I think the cops chase me up here.
Are you sure?
Yeah, look out of the window. What do you see?
Your long underwear. It ain't dry yet.
Well, anyway, it's good to see you, honey. I love you, see.
Gee, you're really tough, ain't you, Jimmy?
Yeah, I'm plenty tough. You see that phone book over there? Watch, I'll rip it right in half. Lucky we live in Glendale.
Hey, kiss me, Jimmy. I'm just crazy about you.
How was it?
I'm crazier than I thought.
You can't talk about me like that. I'd like to push this grapefruit in your face.
Oh, yeah? You wouldn't dare push that grapefruit in my face.
I wouldn't.
Well, pass the sugar.
Thanks, Judy, and fellas, one of your favorite combinations. Judy Garland singing Over the Rainbow.
Upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you
America, to all our men in blue, our boys in khaki too, our tough Marines, our Coast Guard, our Army nurses true, we thank you so much. And thanks to our brave allies, the gallant Russian bear, the British everywhere, the free French and the Chinese, and you Latins way down there, we thank you so much. Fellas, this doesn't rhyme, but one of these days soon we'll be seeing you. In the meantime, this is Bob Hope thanking you for those letters to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Speaking for everybody on Command Performance and saying the best of the best from the USA. So long.
Locking up the joint till opening time next week and stating that Command Performance is arranged in cooperation with the Hollywood Victory Committee and produced by the Armed Forces Radio Service.